Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos from DontPerish.com. Today, we're going to talk about perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Yeah, when we do street ministry, we often hear from all these claimed churchianity people that we don't need to do anything, that we don't need to seek holiness, that God does it all for us. Well, I'm here to tell you that's an absolute heretical lie. Scripture doesn't teach that. We're going to talk about it. We're also here from the same people. When we talk about fearing God as the beginning of wisdom, we don't have to fear God anymore. God's love. And they have all of these false claims and platitudes. They say Jesus did everything for us. All we have to do is just believe. Again, this is nothing but heresy and itchy, ear-tickling doctrines of demons. I came across a verse that I want to talk about that totally refutes their compromised argument here. Ready? 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. All right, let's unpack this verse. We're going to expose the error of churchianity and its false doctrines. We're going to get at God's inspired truth for us. So this verse tells us we're to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness. All. That word filthiness, molusmos, it means a stain, immorality, defilement, an action by which anything is defiled. So basically, it's anything that's sinful, immoral, goes against God's ways. Pretty clear. It's kind of like in the Bible where it talks about avoiding all appearance of evil. So we're called to be pure, blameless, holy. Yeah, the word holy is here. We're going to talk about that. So we're called to cleanse the flesh and the spirit of all filthiness. Well, how do we do that? Well, this is an active call. It's a command on our part, but God is working in us and with us via the blood covenant. Philippians 1:6 says he began a good work in us. He's going to complete it. So we need his help. He's working with us, but we have to work with him. Our will has to be surrendered to him. So we're supposed to cleanse ourselves of all filthiness. Then it says we are to perfect holiness. We're to do this. This is a verb. It's an action word. It's something we're called to do. We don't sit back and watch God do it. We partake and we do. Very, very important. This is part of the works that we are made for. Ephesians 2:10, we're made for good works. Titus 2 says, be zealous for good works. And these are the deeds that we're going to be judged by. Romans 2:6 through 11, who will render every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient countenance in well-doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality, eternal life. But to them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, notice that verb there, obeying the truth, but obey unrighteousness, so they're sinning, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there's no respecter of persons with God. Do you see that? Faith and works. Sin to righteousness sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness, just like it says in Romans 6. So we're to perfect. What does that word mean? To fulfill, to complete, to execute, to accomplish, to perform, to take upon oneself, to make an end for oneself, to appoint, to oppose upon. See that? More action words, more verb words on us, what we're supposed to be doing. And that happens by our holiness, our decisions for holiness, walking in the Spirit, following the Word of God. Amen? What are we to perfect? Holiness. That's sacredness. Majesty, moral purity. Again, everything that goes along with and for God's word, not against it, not with the flesh, but in the Spirit and in truth. And finally, it says, in the fear of God, do all of this in the fear of God. What does that word fear mean? Everybody tells us we shouldn't fear God. Alarm, fright, be afraid, exceeding terror, dread, that which makes and strikes terror. I don't know how you get around this. That one verse, I'll read it again. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I don't know how you get out of this at all, how you get around it, that you don't have to do anything, that God does everything. No, it says exactly what it says. It's very clear. God expects us to act. He gives us all the tools that we need, the Word, the Spirit, faith, repentance, all those things. We're expected by Him to act, to strive, to pursue, to fight for these things that make us more like our Heavenly Father. He doesn't force them upon us. He doesn't do them for us. He calls us to them and expects us to choose by our will and walk in them. 1 Peter 1, 14 through 16. As obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Pretty clear. God's people are called to holiness. Some last verses for you. Ready? Jesus said this, John 15, 5 through 11. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you could do nothing. For if a man abideth not in me, that means not remain in him. Abide means remain. He is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and you shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so ye shall be my disciples. As the Father loved me, so I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Do you see faith and works there? Absolutely. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus is our perfect example. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We get the joy, we get the calm, the peace of the Holy Spirit as we're walking in the ways of Christ. We have so much to do, saints, the Bible, the New Testament, and even some of the Old Testament, the pre-Torah, tells us what we must do. Perfecting holiness, cleansing ourselves of all filthiness in the fear of God. This is just part of our reasonable service. I don't know how you can read the New Testament full of verses just like this that tell us how to live, how to act, to repent, to walk in holiness, to obey, to flee all unrighteousness, to endure. You have to be blind to miss this. That's why I'm bringing it to you, so you have it, so you know what the call of God is. By the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, be cleansed through repentance. Be made new by the Spirit, then walk in this holiness and obedience as fruit that you know him, enduring to the end. That's the biblical gospel. Read the New Testament, even read some of the pre-Torah things. We go over them all at our don'tperish.com website for instruction and training in righteousness. Strive on, saints. He is worthy. He calls us to these things for our own good and our own edification, ultimately for the saving of our souls, because if we live on in sin, we'll have no part of the kingdom of God. Christ came to seek and save the lost. Love y'all. Hope that edifies you. Check out all the resources at the Ecclesia gathering area, don'tperish.com. Just put up a new street preach post, stood outside of church today. Be edified. Walk in his truth. Seek holiness. Cleanse yourselves. Work for perfection, complete maturity, all in the fear of God. Love y'all. Till next time, may God be praised.